Thank you for joining me for another Quick Hits Conversation. I'm Dr. Robin. With me today, I have Brittany Wilson, David Arthur, and Jim Comer. The question I would like to ask, April Fool's jokes, fun or lies? Jim, can you go first?
Absolutely. I think that they're fun. I remember when I was 8 years old, we had just moved to New Orleans, steamy New Orleans, from frigid Cleveland. And it was April Fool's Day, which I didn't even know existed. And my mother came into my room at 7 a.m. and said, Jimmy, get out of bed. It's snowing. And I hopped out of that bed because I love snow and ran to the window, pressed my face against it. We're in New Orleans. No snow. And I turned back to my mother and she said, April Fool's. And she had this smile on her face that I can still remember. And in that moment, I thought, wow, my mom is enjoying tricking me. And that had never happened to me ever in my life. She was loving this trick and I kind of loved it too. And second, she got me out of bed in record time. And that was a major thing on her line, I'm sure. So I remember that and I can see myself with my face pressed against the glass and the surprise of knowing that my mother had another side to her personality that I'd never seen before.
Mm.
I have some different recollections of April Fool's Day. The first one that came to mind for me was a freshman in high school when I had this, what I thought was a serious boyfriend. And a couple of my girlfriends came into the lunchroom and were very, very dramatic and were saying, oh, we saw him with another girl in the hallway. And then they kissed before they walked away. And my heart just sunk. Oh. And I was nauseous. All the symptoms were there just instantaneously. And he happened to walk into the cafeteria and I made a beeline for him. And they had to chase me down and started yelling like April Fools. And there was a sense of relief immediately. But what I felt was very real. And it was, I don't want to throw out the word traumatizing, but I can't think of a better word right now. It was hurtful. So that's the one that like really sticks out. But, you know, to Jim's point, I do remember, especially as a kid, some very fun and harmless jokes that were a great time for everybody involved.
I guess my memories are a little bit more generalized, unfortunately. Nothing extremely specific. I just remember like coming up through junior high and even in high school, my friends and I would try our best to play April Fool's jokes. Only really went very well because we were all pretty in tune with what was going on what they were trying to do on that day. I know I've seen in my military experience, though, when folks would try to play that joke on each other, it's unfortunate and it's tough. It's had some massive backfire. And I'm like, whoa, time out. But for the most part, in my world, coming up, especially on a farm in the country, it was just simple fun. But we all already kind of knew, huh, somebody's going to lie today. Somebody's going to play a joke. It's okay. We'll just bluff it off. So that was kind of it for me.
I have two kind of rules in my life, whether it's business or personal, be nice to me and don't lie. Those are my two rules. And for me, April Fool's jokes are lying. I don't like to be made fool of. And there's one really distinct memory. My very best friend when I was in my 20s, played a really intense April Fool's joke on me that lasted like 15 minutes. She called me and then she hung up and then she called me back to say April Fool's. And I said to her, I said, if I trust you enough that you could lie to me, I expect you to love me enough not to. And I hung up on her and it almost ended our friendship.
Yeah.
It was that intense. I was that angry. It took me 3 days of her going, I'm sorry. My fiance plays jokes with his friends and I thought it would be fun. I'm sorry. And so now I warn people, like, do not do that to me. I don't think they're funny.
Robin, I think that it has a lot to do with our personal experiences, whether we find it funny or finding a lie and painful. And Brittany had a bad experience. You had one. I haven't had those. I don't really play April Fool's jokes. And the only other one I really remember is when I was a junior in college. I was working on the staff of the school paper. And we did an April Fool's edition, and we got to skewer all these sacred cows on campus. And the administration let us do it because it was April Fool's. And it was the hit of the campus for a day. That's all anybody talked about. So my memories are good about April Fool's. But of course, to be something that's painful for somebody, that's a different set of things. I don't think I would ever want to be a part of that or even try to even find humor in it. But I do think if they can be jokes that people can enjoy and it can be something that is positive, I think we can, they can be lots of fun.
I feel like if you're going to play those kind of jokes with someone, you have to have a certain rapport. There has to be a certain level of, we do this in this relationship. This is how this works. And it's not something where you can have a real intense, emotional, trustworthy relationship and then all of a sudden spin it around and, oh, we're going to play April Fool's jokes because it's just so shocking.
And I think the other thing, just like you're saying, if somebody is going to take so much time in their brain to come up with a really intense April Fool's joke, which is not a joke, you're right, because they're spending so much time mentally to strategize on how they're going to basically crush you emotionally for short term. Okay, what is that really telling me about you? What are your true intentions anyway? And shame on me for maintaining whatever relationship this is with you as you continually take that deep dive to be that manipulative or just harsh. Why? Right?
Yeah.
And because it kind of, at the end of it, you want to go, how about a little bit of retaliation?
And then that's just unhealthy. All of that's, the gut becomes such an unhealthy, unsustainable relationship.
Yes. Gosh.
It has seemed to turn more. I feel like as you get older, it does become more intense and more of a very real feeling. And I don't want to get too far off topic, but outside of April Fool's Day, there is like those radio show pranks.
Oh,
and it's kind of the same concept in my head. It's someone, it's like manipulative to me. It's a huge manipulation. And that's, for me, I have to agree with you, Dr. Rob. And I get very questionable with the people that are close to me because I've been vulnerable enough for you to know what are my triggers, what's going to make me mad, sad, scared. And then you use that and wait, sit back to see what that reaction is. And then we laugh about my reaction. Doesn't feel so good.
That's not friends. At least in my world, that's not friends.
That's right.
I think I've led a sheltered life because I haven't had anybody play a mean April Fool's on me, and I don't play them on anybody else. But so I can really understand what you're saying about that. But I don't know. I feel that if it can be done in a positive spirit and something that's fun for everybody, it's okay. But if it's something intense or mean, obviously not. I mean, why would we? I would never want to see or do that for anybody. However, to take it a little bit off topic, you know, I think we have such a lack of humor in our political discourse these days.
Oh, don't talk politics. That's going to be a disaster.
Oh, no, I've got to.
Go ahead, Jim.
I would love to see the far left and the far right, who neither have a sense of humor. I would like to see them get in a room together, have the room locked until they can have a laugh together. I think it would be great.
They could laugh at each other, maybe. That would be as far as they would get. Going back to the whole April Fool's thing, I think that they need to have thought put into them. I think that people, to your point, David, if your goal is to make a fool of someone and make them feel badly and hurt them, that's not funny. My dad used to say, if everybody's not laughing, it's not a joke.
Ah, that's a good line.
Yeah.
And I feel like too many April Fool's jokes, as to your point, Brittany, as people get older, the meaner they become.
Yeah.
With children, they're usually silly and you could catch them and whatever, but adults, I think they get mean. And people who know me, if I let you into my castle, like if you're part of my inner circle, you know, like, don't do that. Nothing will get you kicked out faster.
As adults get old, yes, we get life experience, maybe a little jaded, things go positive, things go negative, but it was, to your point, Mr. Jim, it's, you still got to have fun. That's the whole point. And if you're a cool relationship with some of your buddies or a spouse or whatever, and you're like, oh, you got on two different sides or whatever, April Fool's, oh, your button's messed up on your shirt. You know, something just simplistic and fun, that's humorous as it would be with a child. There's no reason, because we're at this age, to be not having fun.
I agree. Yeah. I agree. I think if it's silly or funny or whatever, great. If it's mean, no. If it's a lie, not cool. So that is our 10 minutes. I'm going to cut us off there. Thank you so much for having this conversation with me. I really enjoyed it. And I look forward to talking to all three of you again very soon.